Dive into the dynamic world of high school sports. Whether you're a seasoned athletic director, a newcomer to the field, or simply curious to learn more about this exciting profession, this podcast is your go-to resource for inspiration, education, and a deeper understanding of the game-changing decisions that shape the world of high school athletics. Welcome back to AD 360. I'm Greg Vanderbade. We're very excited to bring you episode four. Today's episode is one that Scott and I have talked about quite a bit, and I'm sure it's been on the forefront of many conversations, both nationally as well as globally. Today's topic of conversation that we're going to cover is going to be AI. We want to talk about how athletic directors can best use AI, not only to be more efficient, they can use it for strategies to promote their programs, also leverage it to streamline processes for recruiting and hiring, game management coaches, et cetera. So there's a ton of ways in which we can really leverage this technology. Scott, how are you doing today? And are you ready to talk a little bit of AI?
Hey, man. I'm great. You?
I'm doing great, man.
AI, man. I think the timing is, it's probably already late for the timing, but I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
How much experience you have with AI, just like in your normal business and work, regular life right now, using it a lot? Or
I've started using it more so. You know, I would say that I would probably be a novice. I know that you have quite a good wealth of it, which is why I think it's going to be great for us to talk about this today, because you can really take some of the experiences you've had and relay it to athletic directors and how they can leverage it. From my personal experience, I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that ChatGTP has been a huge one that I've been using just for a multitude of different things, you know, researching things. If I'm sending something off, I want to make sure it presents well. You can leverage it that way. So from a personal standpoint, I've definitely been using it. How about yourself?
I mean, if anybody out there can feel me right now, seventh grade math. Like, I need seventh grade math help, maybe more than I need help with my like real job. So definitely try and leverage it. Photo math's pretty cool, by the way. But definitely try and use that for some things for seventh grade. Side note, my daughter just got in trouble for using too much AI on her paper in school. Guarantee she was wrong and used it too much. I just think, like, it's such a good conversation to have, because I don't think schools even have this down yet in terms of a formula for how much AI can a kid use. How do you use it ethically? It's being used every day in people's real lives and everyday professions. And so I think schools have to be able to sort of like answer those questions. And why not let athletic directors be on the forefront of this at this point? So let's go.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I'm sure the people are curious about how this conversation is going to go. So let's just dive right into it. As you had mentioned, you've been seeing AI getting used across all different types of channels, you know, workplaces and different environments, school settings, obviously. From a high school athletic standpoint, I know you wanted to give some of those that are watching some prompts and some things that they could leverage with ChatGTP. So would you like to dive in and kind of just demonstrate some of the ways in which we can leverage this?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, listen, I'll give you just like some of the things that we can look at: creating articles, job descriptions, safety plans, press releases, surveys. I had an athletic director yesterday. He said, "Hey, Scott, we just brought in your company's products, like websites and mobile apps and stuff and communication tools, to our school this year. And I actually want to survey my community for their feedback. How do they like it? How's it working? Do you have anything?" And I'm like, I called our marketing team. "Do we have anything?" And they said, "No." And so I quickly jumped on chat and I'm like, "Maybe we can create a survey right on here." So surveys, budgeting, forecasting, evaluations, ADs, I'm sure, are doing evals of coaches, of teachers, can help you there. Letters to parents, banquet speeches. Like, those are all some of the things that are top of mind to me that we should probably take a look at. And if you want to, we certainly can head in that direction right now.
I think that'd be fantastic. No, I think that's great, because every one of those points that you just touched on are things that athletic directors deal with on a regular basis. The evaluations, job descriptions, press releases, that's huge. You know, how many ADs really have enough time to go through and do press releases on a regular basis? You know, so like if we're able to highlight some of this and be able to show some people some prompts within there and how they can leverage that, that's going to be a huge value add for ADs across the country.
Okay. So I know this is a podcast, but I also know that we film it. So let's give it a shot and see if we can take a look at some of the ones that I've done already. And then we can take a quick look at maybe doing one or two together, if that makes sense.
No, that sounds great. Gotta,
okay, cool. Let me just find it. I'm like still in AD and have 17 screens open at the same time. So ready to go. So one of the things that I've always discussed with athletic directors is what are the best ways to highlight all the good stuff going on in your athletic department? And then what about something as simple as game summaries? ADs have 24 sports. Maybe in a season they've got 8 sports with 3 different levels each. Maybe they've got 24 sort of separate games going on in a given week, or sports, I should say, in a given week. And so one of the things I always thought about was, well, I want you to put these things on your websites, like a summary of a game. So how could you do that? So if you could, I'll read this for those listening, but my prompt here was basically to, I wanted them to create a highlight, an article. Write an article for the Mars Knolls, which is by me, ice hockey team. They defeated Hillsboro 10-9. The record is now 5-5-1, and they're on the upswing. Use the stats below and highlight leaders from Mars Knolls in each category. Now, what I'll say about that is people are already using programs for stats, right? So whether that's in New Jersey, we have one called newjersey.com, which everybody has to put scores and stats in for state tournaments. Max Preps, huge one across the country. And I know Max Preps does a nice job with creating automated summaries of games. But what if you wanted the ability to tweak that a little bit on your own? So all I did was I put in that prompt. I went to the New Jersey system and I took all the stats that were put in by the coach for the game and basically said, create an article for me. That response looks like this. The title of the article, Mars Knolls Ice Hockey Triumphs in a Thrilling 10-9 Victory over Hillsboro. The Mars Knolls Ice Hockey Team emerged victorious in a nail-biting match against Hillsboro, securing a thrilling 10-9 win. With this impressive performance, Mars Knolls now holds a record of 5-5-1, is on a promising upswing for the season. That kind of took a lot from my prompt, but what I thought was really neat is from those stats, it basically summarized those stats. So each kid, you'll see a kid named Luke Dickerson, great athlete, going to UVA, I think, for baseball. 5 goals, 1 assist, 6 points. And did that for all the kids who scored that day, did it for the opponent. And then what I thought was really neat is it created a standout performances area. I did none of this. So Luke Dickerson showcased his scoring prowess with an impressive 5 goals, contributing significantly to the team's success. Another kid had a balanced performance with 4 goals and 2 assists, playing a crucial role in securing the victory. And then there was a little bit about a third kid. Outline the goaltenders, how many saves, how many shots against, save percentage. And then it created a nice conclusion, which said Mars Knolls ice hockey team showcased resilience and skill in the thrilling victory against Hillsboro. Dynamic scoring from players like Luke Dickerson, Jake McLeod, combined with a solid goaltending performance has propelled the team to a 5-5-1 record, so forth and so on. So right off the bat, I could copy and paste this into an article, put it on my website, and I've got something that's really strong. And it literally took me maybe 30 seconds to create that with the right prompt.
Which is huge, because imagine, put ourselves back in our former lives, right? And you're tasked with putting something like this together. How much time is that going to be out of your day or evening? Let's be honest, this isn't going to be something that you're going to be able to have during your regular business hours, if you will, because all the other fires that pop up. But just the value of being able to put in specific prompts and generate this amount of content for a press release, you could also probably dice that up, I would assume, and leverage this too for social media posts and taking some of this information out and highlighting your athletes. And, you know, all of us have recruiters that are coming by talking about kids. This is a way for you to even just keep stats on your student athletes and seeing how she or he is doing when they come by and ask about certain things, right?
Agreed. Again, it works so well, Greg. Like, it saves so much time. I'm not going to go through and read all the responses to these. We'll be here all day. But again, let me give you a few more prompts and tell you that what ChatGPT created from these prompts, literally life-saving, time-saving, incredible. So I threw another one in. Create a job description for a high school varsity boys soccer coach for the fall season in Northwest New Jersey. And literally created an outline, an overview, a list of responsibilities, requirements, said it was part-time, that kind of stuff. Now, listen, this is 80% done. I need to go in and double check. It says a minimum of 2 years coaching experience, preferably at the high school level. Is that what I want? I'm not sure. Maybe I want more than that. So it's taken me a decent amount of the way there. I need to go on and make it work for me and my school. Another one, create a job description for doing security at a high school girls varsity basketball game in Indiana. I want to hand somebody that's doing security a job description. Done. Go in and tweak it. And there's a whole bunch of requirements and responsibilities outlined. Create a high school boys varsity baseball banquet speech for the JV team. The JV team finished with a record of 20 wins and 4 losses. They set a school record for the number of wins in a season at the JV level. Like, it said it better than I could have. If we will get this available to everybody, done. And you're going to go in and tweak it to make it work for your school and throw in maybe some kids' names and some more specifics. Safety plan, create a safety plan for high school boys varsity lacrosse game that takes place at 7 p.m. on a beautiful warm night. The plan should encompass safety for players, fans, coaches, and refs. Gave me a really nice response. Again, even a form. How about I said I needed a form for if a parent is going to take a kid home from the game and they're not going to take the bus. So create that form for me if they're going to do that instead of me having to go and create my own form. Done. I created basically a student athlete transportation release form. So we could go on and on here, but those are just a few examples, Greg.
I mean, that's amazing just in that, you know, the ability to get, as you said, you know, it takes care of 80% of the work for you. You know, it really puts the foundation for you to be able to go through, whether it's the forms, whether it's the press releases, whether it's, you know, compiling stats, the speeches. I mean, just being able to have some type of template there to use and not having to start everything from scratch. I think that this is a game changer from a time management perspective for ADs. You know, it's not that they don't want to put forth the effort to do all these things manually on their own. It's just, quite frankly, you don't have the time. And when you're able to take a tool like this and really build out, you know, templates or, you know, foundations, bullet points, things that you need to be able to make sure that you're mentioning, it really expedites a lot of the process for you. And then, you know, really important, as you noted, though, you've got to go through and make sure that you're reading this. You can't just copy and paste and expect nothing but great things to happen, but it's at least given you, you know, a overall view, and then you can go in and tweak it and make it your own, put a little bit of flavor to it yourself, and then be able to use that within your programs. This is awesome. I think these prompts are going to be ones that ADs are going to want to use too. So we'll be sure to share this.
Yeah. And we can maybe even later in the episode, like, try one together and see how it works out. What do you think?
No, I think that's great.
Okay. Listen, with the growth of student broadcast programs, right? Like, live streaming is so huge now, as it should be. It allows parents, people from outside of town, family members to watch games in live stream events. A lot of these might become student broadcast programs. Any thoughts to how this could be a tool for, let's say, commentary or comment, you know, getting ready for that live stream event?
You know, and it, just going off the examples you said, the first thing that's going to jump out to me is in preparation for that live stream. You know, what do you know about the teams that are coming in? Who's competing? You could go and you can pull the stat information. You can automatically identify who the leaders are, who are going to be key performers. So as you're kind of adding that color commentary and talking about the teams that are playing, you can highlight the athletes that are probably going to be the difference makers within the game. So like your preparation and just getting ready for that contest to be able to know what you're talking about, know who you're covering. So that's going to be number one. I would definitely say number two then is, you know, we come to, let's just call it intermissions. You know, it's halftime of a football game. Maybe it's intermission in between periods for a hockey contest, et cetera. You can take some of those stats from the game, just pop them into ChatGPT, and they can then give you an overall rundown of, okay, here's how the game's going. Here are some of the key storylines, and being able to use that to your advantage, because there's going to be many times that, you know, student broadcast programs, they do a phenomenal job, but they also have a full workload of classes and extracurriculars and everything else that they're juggling, they're not going to be able to be like an ESPN broadcaster and dedicate a week to Friday Night Lights, right? They're going to have to find ways in which they can use tools to really discuss some of the key elements of the game. And I think that that could be a big one, you know, being able to do that, because you could do it live as you're going through the contest. You could type things into your chat, into the prompts, and being able to use that. I think that's a great tool for them to be able to leverage.
I mean, that's kind of a cool thought, being able to do it live. People can do as much as they can to prepare for games, but during the game, I don't know. What if something weird happens in the game? What if, I don't even know the example, but strange happens and you want to see if it's ever happened before at that school or in that state. Get some perspective on it. Give it a shot and see what happens. Even I'm thinking live streaming, perfect, but what about for the announcer at that football game to prepare before the game? So it's not just the live stream. What about just, again, that football game announcer who's actually live hears? They could use it too, no?
Absolutely. You know, because for the same reasons that the live broadcast is going to be able to use it. They can do their research. They can, for some of it, it may even be just a pronunciation guide too. You know, that's something where you could sit there. I mean, it'd be certainly helpful on that front. I know that I've butchered many a names as I announce them and feel terrible for it after the fact. So being able to use that, I think, is really going to assist in the live coverage of events.
Man, New Jersey is such a melting pot. I've struggled so much at times for pronunciation of games. I swear I was at a state sectional final game one time, and I was doing starting lineups, and I had to pull kids from the other school to come up to the press box with me to basically help me pronounce names before I even went on there. So I think that's pretty cool.
I'll give you one along those lines. So this is back in my coaching days, and it's beginning of the year, and we've got a whole list of new kids that are coming in, and it was one of my soccer teams. And I'm going down the list, and I come across this name, and I just pronounced it as I read it. And I'm like, Shuler. And I felt like I was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because I just went, Shuler, Shuler, Shuler. And then finally, the young man speaks up and goes, it's pronounced Skyler. And I looked at him, and I go, I think it's going to be Shuler now. So I think that a pronunciation guide might have helped me there a little bit.
Yeah, there's been times when I needed to buy a vowel. And I'm like, come on, somebody, I need to buy a vowel here. So I'm with you.
Well, fantastic. Okay, so next question that we can talk through is going to be, you know, how can athletic directors use this technology to make sure that we're providing equitable coverage for all programs?
I think maybe it's a budgeting or a forecasting thing, and trying to plug in some numbers that you say you need to appropriate a certain percentage of your funds towards either, you know, this gender or this sport, and having that budget created for you to mess around with. That article creation, again, some teams have a lot more support. So the varsity boys basketball team may have people who want to write articles who can help out and do plenty, whereas maybe another team in the school doesn't have that sort of man-woman power. And so why not use ChatGPT to make sure that there's equity and opportunity for every single team to have articles on their page? Maybe it's a staffing thing. Maybe, again, you want to make sure you have enough staffing, and that staffing is equitable across all sports. Creating, again, those budgets for coaches and saying, hey, this is how much money you have in your budget to spend each year on equipment and things like that, but tying some equity to that. That's top of mind for me. How about you?
No, I think that I would fall directly in line with everything that you just mentioned. I mean, from the budgeting standpoint, obviously that's going to give you your direct visibility in a black and white environment, right? You have the money, you don't. And it allows you to make sure that you're equitably applying funds across all programs. I think the other piece that you touched on, we talked about it earlier too, is just being able to create the various content, whether it's for your social media, it's press releases, et cetera. There are always going to be those programs that maybe don't have as robust of a support system, if you will, and ensuring that they still get the spotlight on them, and you can put that information out and really help promote those programs. So I think that this could be a tool that ADs are going to be wanting to use to ensure the equity piece across their programs as well.
I agree. I mean, use it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially especially use it and get acclimated to it, because it's certainly not going to be going away, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Stats, data, like those terms are buzzwords today. Stats, data, huge part of athletics in general. We both know that. Yeah. How do you think that this AI technology can be helpful in the analysis and maybe the evaluation of all the stats and data that are starting to become available for coaches, athletic directors, just across high school sports in general?
I think that's where my mind goes immediately, is just like being able to digest those stats, right? So one, let's look at it from a coaching perspective. You can utilize that to be able to figure out statistically the team that you're going up against, you know, and entering in that information, obviously identifying who the key performers are, tendencies, being able to leverage that is going to be big. Looking at it from an athletic trainer standpoint, injury rates, you know, is there a common thread? Are they able to really kind of have some predictive measures and models based upon that? You know, for injury history of student athletes, I guess you could look at it too and just continue to dive into it and just kind of scrutinize some of the historical data that you have, you know, and looking back on things that were posted regarding programs in the past. So I feel like there's definitely a wealth of ways in which you can use this from a stat perspective. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of coaches going into all league meetings, pulling up this information for comparing stats when they're trying to position one of their student athletes to be a first team member rather than a second team member. What are your thoughts?
First of all, you sound like a football coach when you use the word tendencies, but I say that in the most positive way. Like, I think a lot of tools have been out there in the past for a football coach to leverage those tendencies, but I'm not so sure that they were out there for the fencing coach. I'm not so sure they were out there for the lacrosse coach, and maybe they're not yet. And so using AI to create your own, using that data to get tendencies for sports outside of maybe like a football could be huge. I also loved your answer to injuries and thinking about safety. That's brilliant. Trainers could utilize this as well. So you're right on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's definitely something that thinking outside of the box for the stats, right? You know, maybe we had a ton of knee injuries. Well, was it on turf or grass? You know, finding out, like getting really granular and trying to find the root of all of that stuff too could be helpful in putting that into an AI prompt, if you will.
I'm starting to think like we may need to cancel this because we may be giving away million-dollar ideas right now. Like, these are really good ideas and good businesses, and I don't know that we're giving them away for free. So we got to chat afterwards.
That would certainly, and we'll make sure that we run it through the legal team and see what the IP falls as, right?
10%, that's all I want.
So I know we've talked a lot about ChatGPT. What other AI platforms are you kind of aware of that you think schools would be able to utilize?
I mean, I think that there's a whole bunch of them out there. I don't honestly know a ton of them by name, but like I look on social media and I see these note-taking AI tools. And I think kids are using this in college. They're recording their professors. It's creating notes from the class. It's finding the important information and highlighting that from a lecture. And so I start thinking, well, we go as ADs and coaches, we go to all these different coaching conferences. And some of us might be sitting there taking notes and trying to figure out, like, you know, what happened. And I want to be able to leverage this when I go back to the office. Why not some of those note-taking AI apps that are out there? I think that there are some that can create visuals. And so if I want to create a new logo for the school, or if I want to create something to highlight a kid, there's definitely uses for AI there. A company called FanWord, I'm a fan of, and they help student athletes promote themselves through AI and like generate articles about themselves for NIL kind of stuff. So, hey, I want to highlight some of the good things that I've done. I don't have time to do it myself, or it's not my expertise. And so there's a tool from a company called FanWord out there that helps them kind of promote themselves through storytelling. And I think that's pretty neat too. So, and then you've got, listen, we've said ChatGPT, but there's a whole bunch of other ones out there from some of these big tech companies that probably work extremely well also. I don't know if you're aware of any others, G.
You know, I think that you're hitting the nail on the head. And then I also think the way that you can utilize it is by taking some other existing technology and probably taking that information and plugging it in to get some analysis out of it. You know, going back to just kind of like the performance world of things, right? There's a new company out. It's called Perch. And what they basically do is it's like motion analysis and determining like velocities and things like that, which is helping sport performance coaches, you know, apply loads properly and everything like that. But then you'll have like companies like, I know there's some high schools out there that utilize Catapult and getting that information and plugging it in to analyze, you know, what type of load are we placing on our student athletes. And it's not going to just be the coaches and the sport performance people that are interested in that, athletic trainers, as we went back and talking about how they could use this information to identify tendencies that are creating, you know, environments for injuries and things like that. So I feel like it's a combination of, one, there's going to be new and emerging technology that can help you as you're going through your planning and et cetera, but also taking existing technology and getting further information out of what it's providing you. I think that could be a big way in which this gets used by programs throughout the country.
Good stuff. Agree. The future, I mean, you kind of mentioned it a little bit just now, but the future of AI and athletics growing as tools to complement one another, working together with these two tools, any thoughts on like crystal ball? What's it going to look like?
Well, I think first and foremost is there's going to be those that are early adopters and find great success by using the information that's out there. And then there's going to be late adopters. But I think along the timeline, everyone's going to adopt it in some fashion. So it becomes more advantageous to get on the bandwagon early and start learning about it, playing around with it, seeing how you can use it in your programs. But I think eventually it's going to become the norm. I also think that there's going to become expectations because of it, because people are using it to promote, to, you know, analyze, provide information for various evaluations and things like that. It'll become an expectation that you know how to leverage it. And it's just another tool for ADs to have on hand. So I definitely think that it's not something that's going away. It's only going to be something that continues to grow. So I think that it's highly advantageous for those in the field to start acquainting themselves with it, right? And utilizing their knowledge base and expanding upon it. So when they get to the point where it becomes just part of it, right? I mean, you and I, we're not going to date ourselves, but we go back long enough to know that, you know, it's, we didn't always have smartphones to be able to fire off information to people. And now you adapt to all the things that are in front of you. I think that it's going to become a regular, everyday type thing that people are using. How about yourself? Where do you see this going?
First of all, did like your third or fifth grade teacher say to you at some point, you're not going to be carrying a calculator around with you at all times?
So yeah, they're lying.
Out right now.
Yeah. I think I need to go back to Meadows Elementary and have a conversation with Mr. Mackey.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you're right. First of all, I love asking questions that I have no idea the answer to. So thanks for helping me out with that. In the end, though, here's the thing. ADs work hard enough. And so that mantra of work smarter, not harder, may apply to ADs more than anybody else that I can think of. And so working smarter to me means using things like AI so that you're not having to work harder, because people just don't have any more time or bandwidth to work much harder in this industry.
I think you're spot on there. I mean, there's not enough hours in the day, certainly not enough in the week. ADs are bringing so much home to work with as is. If there's a way for you to alleviate some of those pressures, certainly learn more about it and begin to implement it within your day-to-day professional life, right?
Yes, sir.
So kind of keeping it a little bit with that theme, do you see AI being used to help ADs in the hiring or recruitment process? I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, just like the prompts and creating job descriptions. Do you think it could be used to sift through the dozens, or if you're a prominent enough program, lucky enough to have this problem when you're hiring, hundreds of resumes that come through?
This question I might know too much about, and it might be a double-edged sword. So friends who are in like the recruiting industry and hiring, and most of them are using tools that do exactly this. They basically take all those resumes, cover letters, and the AI decides on who you should interview. Pretty neat. What I think when it comes to this personally is almost that argument of data-driven versus data-informed. I personally think for this one, I wouldn't use AI as much, because I think you might miss out on some of the nuances that you might see in resumes, cover letters. And I wouldn't want to not have a look, let's say, at somebody just because AI told me these are the 10 people that you should interview. So those tools are already out there. And if people think that that's a great idea, I know that there's tools that they can use and make their lives, like, quote, easier that way. I worry about it a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think similarly to you, because there's going to be, I mean, some of the best people that I work with may not have had the most glamorous resume, right? They may not have had the elegant representation of a cover letter and stuff like that. But then when you look at it and you start kind of analyzing what they were accomplishing or had accomplished, you put them in the, okay, maybe pile, right? And you're going through all of them. You have your stacks of maybes. It's like, hey, these are the ones that we want to bring in and like actually talk to. And I feel like some of those that ended up in the maybe pile and ended up being hired may have been omitted if we were just looking for catchphrases, you know, keywords, and identifying it that way. So I think your point resonates well, especially at the high school level, because it's such an interpersonal relationship development realm that you're in, that I think that I would be very cautious of just dumping all the resumes in there and just kind of hoping for the best. It's almost like you're spinning the roulette wheel and hoping it ends on 00 every single time, right? So I certainly agree with you from that standpoint, that you got to exercise caution on that, because you may miss some hidden gems if you're just relying on catchphrases and keywords identified by AI.
Yeah. All right. So I will say, and I think we should take it home with this. Let's pull up chat. And what about interview questions, though? I don't know that I'm into the idea of like screening for who I'm going to interview. But what if we try to figure out with chat creating some interview questions that we can ask once we have those candidates kind of out there?
Oh, I think that would be fun. I'd like to do that.
All right, let's do it. Let me pull up chat. And all right, so since I do this all the time, I'm putting some pressure on you right now, man. Give me some things that I would put in here for this prompt. What job who are we hiring here?
Let's say that we're going to hire a head varsity girls volleyball coach.
For a high school program, right?
Correct.
All right. And then I think, well, let's talk. Probably want to talk about like the level of that program. We have a history of success. Are we trying to grow this program? I would probably throw something like that in there.
Let's go with a growth-minded one, right? Because I feel like with the well-established programs, you're going to get a good amount of applicants as is, and you're probably going to have an idea going into it who you're trying to target. So let's go with something that's more growth-oriented.
All right. So I started. You're going to finish. This is a newer program that is looking to grow, and
become more competitive.
Like it. What else you think? What else you want to kind of outline that we can put into the prompt?
I think that we would want to try and identify, you know, maybe their experience level. Would that be something we want to include into the prompt?
Okay. So identify the candidate's experience level. How about as a player and any previous coaching experience?
I think that would be good.
Give me one more thing.
Let's look at it from the standpoint of, and this may be a hot button one that we touch on, but I think that it's important too that, that coaches have not only just administrative experience, but in this day and age, fundraising experience. That's probably something that we're going to want to identify through the questions that we're going to be asking.
Okay. So let's see, what do you think? Fundraising is an important aspect.
Yeah.
Of this head coaching position. When you're typing, do you speak exactly like in the same speed as you're typing like I do or no?
I was actually just going to commend you because anytime I'm on the spot and I'm on Zoom calls and I'm having to like type something in front of people, it's like I'm back in like fourth grade and I've never sat in front of a keyboard before.
Absolutely. All right. You satisfied with this as a quick prompt? See what we
get? Yeah, let's see what it gives us.
All right. Let's see. So the prompt was create interview questions for a head girls volleyball coach for a high school program. This is a newer program that is looking to grow and become more competitive. Identify the candidate's experience level as a player and any previous coaching experience. Fundraising is an important aspect of this head coaching position. Here are some interview questions that you can put out. Can you tell us about your experience with volleyball, both as a player and coach? What strategies would you implement to develop and improve the program? How would you approach fundraising for the program? Do you have any past experience in organizing successful fundraising events? How do you plan to recruit and retain players for the volleyball team? What are your thoughts on creating a competitive and inclusive team culture? How do you plan to collaborate with school administration, parents, and the community to support the volleyball program? Can you provide an example of a challenging situation you face as a coach and how you resolved it? What are your long-term goals for the volleyball program, and how do you plan to achieve them? How do you assess and track the progress and success of the team, both on and off the court? How do you stay updated with the latest trends and techniques in volleyball coaching? I mean, come on. Like, I know the first three questions kind of sounded very much like the prompt, but what about the rest?
No, I think that they bring up great ones. Like, number nine stuck out to me the second you hit the prompt in there. Like, how are you going to assess the overall performance both on and off the court? You know, because as educators first, you want to make sure that it is education-based athletics and you're not just evaluating, oh, well, she had X amount of kills. Well, how's she doing in the classroom? You know, and I think that those are important questions that it generated just on its own. So that's pretty awesome. It's pretty exciting to see how this can be used to assist some of the day-to-day tasks that you don't always have the most amount of time for, right?
For sure. I love the one on creating competitive and inclusive team culture. I mean, again, there's 10. You may cut some of these. You may add to them. You may create new questions as well, but I think I saved myself probably at least 20 minutes to a half an hour there. And I think that the questions were really, really strong.
Yeah, because they resonate with what you're trying to identify within the candidates, right? So that's awesome. I really appreciate you taking the time today to kind of walk us through some of these prompts, because that ends up being a big part of it too with these AI things. It's what you're putting into it is what you're going to get out of it, as cliche as that may sound, but you need to make sure you know what prompts to enter. You can't just throw stuff in there and hope that you get, you know, tremendous outputs on it. It's going to go based off the information that you provided, correct?
Yeah. I mean, there's some human element to it, and there's plenty of, like, again, practice in terms of what the prompt should be. And again, I think schools need to start teaching this kind of stuff as well. Be helpful for sure. All right, I know that's going to, like, sort of take us home right now. I think before we go, I think, Greg, we should start bringing some people in besides you and I. And I think they're going to want to hear from somebody but me at some point, at least no New Jersey accent. And so what I'll say to anybody listening is, if you have any ideas, if you'd like to be on the podcast, get in touch with Greg or I, and let's get you on here and have some fun.
No, I think that's great. I would most certainly love, as much as you and I love talking with one another, I'm sure people are going to want to hear other opinions than just our own, right? Oh, that's great. Well, I think that's going to be a wrap for this episode. You know, I think it was a very intriguing topic. Hopefully all of those that were listening or watching today found it helpful and enjoyed it. I know I did. What about you, Scott?
Always.
Awesome. Well, if you found today's episode helpful, you can always download a copy of it. We will also have Scott's guide to using AI. That tool will be available for downloading. That document is going to include some of the sample prompts that were put in there, example answers, and some overall suggestions on how to provide better coverage for your programs utilizing AI. And also, if you liked what you heard today, stay tuned for future episodes. As we mentioned, we're going to look to start having some guests come on, getting different viewpoints rather than just Scott's and my own, which selfishly, I think we have great ones, but always good to get others in there, right? So if you did like what you heard today, please make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss any new episodes. So with that said, from AD360, I'm Greg Vandermeid.
Scott Rosenberg.
Until next time.